Well, following complaints of huge commuter disruption due to changes to the Dart and Dublin commuter train timetables, Éireann Éireann has scrapped it and reverted to a timetable broadly similar to the one in place before August. Our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke to Barry Kenny, communications manager with Éireann Éireann, about what had changed.
The major change that happened this morning was that on the morning services, we reverted to the pattern of the pre-26th of August timetable on the commuter routes in Dart into Dublin city centre. Now, there are some minor changes from the pre-26th of August, but overall, the structure of the timetable did work well this morning. We didn't have, I suppose, the issue that we've seen in recent weeks, which was almost a kind of a compounding effect through the morning. It was more resilient. We were going to continue to monitor and manage this. It's important that we build that reliability and build that trust to make sure that the structure works every day.
You change the timetable because you want more trains to get through. There's more commuters on the system now. How are you going to square that circle, seeing as you have to go back to the old timetable?
Well, ultimately, it is about reliability. Part of the crowding issues that we experienced in recent weeks were because of delays, because obviously if your train is delayed for 10 minutes, you've got people arriving for the following train. We feel that the changes we've made strike a better balance now between the commuter services, the people travel it day in, day out, and those longer distance services as well. We've kept the changes that were made on the Houston side. They've been working far better.
Early this morning, I was on the train from Malahide into Connolly. I asked North Dublin commuters how they felt about the timetable changes.
It's chaos at Connolly. The train has been overpacked. I'd say it's actually dangerously overpacked. You could do it with more carriages. And there's people left on the platform. Can't get on it.
When I got to Connolly train station in the mornings, normally there's like a lot of traffic, so you'd be waiting about 10, 15 minutes at Connolly station.
Did it make you late for work?
Yeah, it did.
Whenever it moved, I experienced the Dart being delayed pretty much every morning, resulting in me being late, having never previously been late, so it's good to see it going back to the old timetable.
Well, I didn't feel that it was well advertised when they changed it, so I had no idea. So sometimes I was left just waiting on the platform, not knowing what was happening.
It was just a bit of a nightmare, so I was always late getting to work and then late coming back to try and pick up the kids.
It was very bad because I was late for work all the time. Hopefully it's back to normal because I really need it to be.
Barry Kenny says that Éireann Éireann has learned lessons in terms of how it will communicate changes to its schedule in the future.
I think we've very much focused in the past on what extra services we have and if there are any cancellations, but I think we need to be a lot more explicit and clear if there are changes in the patterns of the service proposed, so that people can see those and evaluate those. And certainly feedback we're getting is that people were aware of the changes ahead of today.
And that was Barry Kenny of Éireann Éireann, and ending that report from Ethna Dodd.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And well, following complaints of huge commuter disruption due to changes to the Dart and Dublin commuter train timetables, Éireann Éireann has scrapped it and reverted to a timetable broadly similar to the one in place before August. Our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke to Barry Kenny, communications manager with Éireann Éireann, about what had changed.
The major change that happened this morning was that on the morning services, we reverted to the pattern of the pre-26th of August timetable on the commuter routes in Dart into Dublin city centre. Now, there are some minor changes from the pre-26th of August, but overall, the structure of the timetable did work well this morning. We didn't have, I suppose, the issue that we've seen in recent weeks, which was almost a kind of a compounding effect through the morning. It was more resilient. We were going to continue to monitor and manage this. It's important that we build that reliability and build that trust to make sure that the structure works every day.
You change the timetable because you want more trains to get through. There's more commuters on the system now. How are you going to square that circle, seeing as you have to go back to the old timetable?
Well, ultimately, it is about reliability. Part of the crowding issues that we experienced in recent weeks were because of delays, because obviously if your train is delayed for 10 minutes, you've got people arriving for the following train. We feel that the changes we've made strike a better balance now between the commuter services, the people travel it day in, day out, and those longer distance services as well. We've kept the changes that were made on the Houston side. They've been working far better.
Early this morning, I was on the train from Malahide into Connolly. I asked North Dublin commuters how they felt about the timetable changes.
It's chaos at Connolly. The train has been overpacked. I'd say it's actually dangerously overpacked. You could do it with more carriages. And there's people left on the platform. Can't get on it.
when I got to Conley train station in the mornings, normally there's like a lot of traffic, so you'd be waiting about 10, 15 minutes at Conley station.
Did it make you late for work?
Yeah, it did.
Whenever it moved, I experienced the Dart being delayed pretty much every morning, resulting in me being late, having never previously been late, so it's good to see it going back to the old timetable.
Well, I didn't feel that it was well advertised when they changed it, so I had no idea. So sometimes I was left just waiting on the platform, not knowing what was happening.
It was just a bit of a nightmare. So I was always late getting to work and then late coming back to try and pick up the kids.
It was very bad because I was late for work all the time. Hopefully it's back to normal because I really need it to be.
Barry Kenny says that Éireann Road Éireann has learned lessons in terms of how it will communicate changes to its schedule in the future.
I think we've very much focused in the past on what extra services we have and if there are any cancellations, but I think we need to be a lot more explicit and clear if there are changes in the patterns of the service proposals, that people can see those and evaluate those. And certainly feedback we're getting is that people were aware of the changes ahead of today.
And that was Barry Kenny of Éireann Road Éireann ending that report from Ethna Dodd.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.